Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics play for their 18th NBA title tonight, or they could go on to a seventh and deciding game on Thursday night. The Celts go into Game 6 tonight with a 3-2 series lead over the Los Angeles Lakers. While L.A. has home court advantage tonight and in Game 7, if it comes to that, there is some question about the condition of a key Laker, center Andrew Bynum, who apparently has an injured knee. The Celtics appear injury-free. We ask Gary Tangway, who covers the NBA for ComcastSports.net, to preview tonight's game and talked about Kobe with his 38 points on Sunday night for the Lakers and whether Sunday's Celtics win gives Boston the momentum going into tonight's game.
I think it's very hard when you have these two teams that are so evenly matched to gain any momentum. It just goes to show what a tremendous effort the Celtics put forth to defeat the Lakers on Sunday, because it's really hard to win back-to-back games. I mean, Phil Jackson said it best, you know, there's a yin and a yang with these series. To me, each game is a whole new season.
How blunted is that now that they're in Lakerville?
My wife and I went to Game 1, and because I don't have the kind of money that Jack Nicholson has, we sat with the real fans, and they were absolutely out of their mind. I have a whole new respect for Laker fans. They were all wearing Laker jerseys. They were going crazy for their team, but the problem is they're so far up, you can't hear them. And all the pretty people are down below, sitting on their hands. So when it comes to noise, it's not a factor. The Garden on Sunday night was absolutely tremendous. And because of the type of fan that goes and sits in the lower bowl, if you will, of the Staples Center, Lakers are never going to have that. Furthermore, the Celtics were a better team on the road than at home. So I don't see home court as being a big advantage for L.A.
So what's the key then for tonight's game from the Celtics' point of view?
Andrew Bynum's knee still has to hurt him really, really bad. That has changed the whole dynamic of this series. Bynum felt pretty good in games 1 and 2. He's 7 feet. He's wide. He takes up a lot of space. So the key for the Celtics is, you know, Bynum doesn't find a miracle cure. And they have to continue to – it's the motion offense. They got to look for the open guy. They got to drive to the basket. But the most important thing is the defense. They played phenomenal defense on Sunday, and that is the key. They have to come out and, again, play great defense. And I know it sounds crazy that Kobe Bryant could get 38 points and the Celtics played great defense on him, but they did. It's just a testament to how great a player he is.
Can the Celtics afford to have another 38-point night from Kobe tonight, though?
Yes, they can, as long as Pau Gasol gets 10 and nobody else scores in double figures. You know, the Lakers cannot have 4 or 5 guys in double figures. Then you got problems.
Who's going to shine tonight for the Celtics? You know, the other night it was Ray Allen with the 3-pointers. On Sunday night it was Kevin Garnett. Most observers thought he played one of his most effective games of the playoffs on Sunday. Whose turn is it tonight?
I don't know. It's been so hard to nail it down. I'm going to say, you know, I think it's probably Ray's turn if I had to pick one. Ray did not get a lot of shots Sunday. He was 5 for 10, didn't go to the line a lot, and it was Pierce's night. So I'm going to say it's Ray Allen's turn, but it's a guess, Bob. This has been a really tough series to call.
Has Celtics coach Doc Rivers out-coached Lakers coach Phil Jackson so far in this series?
No, I don't think so. I think that the difference has been the health of Andrew Bynum. I think the difference has been the Celtics have more of a team, and the Celtics bench has been better. At this point, with the amount of talent on each team, basically the job for the coaches is not to screw it up. And neither coach has done that.
Celtics fans probably don't want to even think about this, but if the Celts don't win tonight, how difficult will it be to win on Thursday night in Game 7?
I don't think it will faze the Celtics. It'll be difficult to do because they're playing a very good team of the Lakers with Kobe Bryant. But it's not Mount Everest. So Game 7, and I think there will be a Game 7, is winnable. It's just as winnable as every other game for this team.
Gary Tangway, thanks a lot.
Bob, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Gary Tangway covers the NBA for ComcastSports.net.